I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Always happy to be in the presence of Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon for our occasional update. President Simon, happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays, Russ. We were just talking about what your boys and getting their internship experiences already lined up for the summer, so it's terrific.
That's right. A lot of help from the College of Engineering where they're both majoring, so it's a great experience.
So part of the semester, if you think about your sons, others, the planning for internships for the summer, study abroad, other kinds of education abroad, everybody's sort of focusing on that period while they're trying to finish up finals and the clock is chiming. So,
well, President Simon, in general, as you sort of look back over fall semester, what stands out or what do you want to re-highlight for Spartans?
One of the things we're really pleased about is the progress with the capital campaign and the fact that our faculty, staff, and retirees last year made commitments for more money than any other set in the Big Ten, which, given the relatively low position of faculty salaries compared to the Big Ten, is just an extraordinary testament to what those who are here every day believe is important for the future of Michigan State. So that was, I think, for me, one of the highlights, because when people know you the best, sometimes they don't want to support you. In this case, there was just extraordinary support from faculty, staff, and retirees towards our capital campaign. Second highlight for me was the first university-wide investiture of our endowed positions, and to see that array of people with our donors and know what they mean for the future of Michigan State was just one of those great moments. Among them were the people who were part of the Mott Chairs in Flint, and recognizing that we're still working every day on public health issues in Flint, along with the College of Human Medicine and the MSU Extension, is just actively engaged. We announced the hiring of the first director of the Institute for Quantitative Engineering and Health, Chris Kontag, an extraordinary individual and coming from Stanford. And he's already recruiting people from around the world to be a part of our team. It's just really a spike, and FRIB continues to go well. The building in Grand Rapids is coming up, and new dean of the College of Human Medicine, a real opportunity to think through that building because the positions are already identified. There's like airplanes sort of hovering to land, and it's going to be a real boost for Michigan, for West Michigan as well. And then you just think about the fact that we continue to attract a record number of applications. We're ahead of last year and those kinds of things. So fundamentals are really good. The football team could have done a little bit better, but, we'll get back on track next year.
And President Simon, you're headed to China later this week, I think, to tout our excellence in food, which, as you talk about, is maybe one of the most important things we can lend our expertise to. What messages will you hope to convey there?
Well, it's a crazy schedule and a crazy time, but it's one of these very elite invitational conferences. And the price of admission, I think, with working with Nanjing was that I come. We've been working with them for a very long time, and I do one of the keynote pieces along with the ministries. It really is a very forward-looking conversation about the intersection of food, water, and population growth. Which is one of the world's biggest challenges moving forward. The projections of the number of people in the world, 9 billion compared to 7 billion now. The planet hasn't gotten any bigger. Growing food requires water resources, which are not growing exponentially to meet the demand of people. So this is really thinking about how do we do that in a way that it is safe to people, safe to the environment, that we know what's in our food because that's a greater demand. So it isn't less quality. It's really actually more quality at higher volume. How do we think about the urbanization of the world and what that means for food and food systems? And how do we just think about the way in which we collectively can partner with not simply people in China, because it's not this conversation is not limited to China, but how we together think about these issues, because we can't make rules in one area that sort of mean that people don't have food in some other place of the world. Because I think all the futurists would say that the next wars won't be about oil, they'll be about food.
And President Simon, we're continuing to lend our food expertise in Detroit as well, much closer to home. The Center for Urban Food Systems, is there an update there?
I wish there were. A piece of land has been selected. All the plans are in place, and we're just dotting the I's and crossing the T's on the transfer of the land. I don't want to own land. I want to be able to have it for a while, because I think that Detroit will develop in different ways. And we wanted to be in a place that we could be a spark for neighborhood development, not just an intruder into a space to do urban food systems. And I think we found that space. We've got community support. And Jeff Dwyer and Extension have just done an extraordinary job, along with Doug Bueller and Ag Bio Research. So I really think that we're poised to do an announcement right after the first of the year.
What are your wishes for Spartans this sort of holiday season, and what can they and should they maybe look forward to in 2017 that you're working on?
Well, I think we'll continue to try to build strength and grow the value of an MSU degree in lots and lots of ways. I think we're going to have to look at a very technologically driven world. We've already made investments that have our gaming program at the top, cybersecurity, data analytics, all those things are sifting down to everyday life. And we just need to make sure that our students are well prepared, not simply to be the coder or the robot designer or the bot designer or the game designer, but there's a sort of a literacy about technology that will go with the financial literacy that we often talk about for students, that we have to be looking at our curriculum to be sure that we're there. Because that's going to be the world that they're going to live in for the next 40 years of their lives. And we have to prepare them not simply for the first job, for that being a lifelong learner for that 40 years. I think you'll still see, hopefully we need to continue to grow science facilities. You know from your son's experience that we're really tight. The number of students interested in science and technology is continuing to grow. And we have to provide them first-rate experiences, so facilities for science teaching, so that we can continue to grow. Science research are going to be top on the list. I also think that we want to think about the world around us. And what's been really clear for me is, as I've said often, but it gets sort of reinforced, we were a type of university that was created in a time of war, time of great dissension, time of economic strife, a time to need to move to a new way of thinking about the underlying industrial principles that would grow prosperity for Americans. Same was true after World War II, just a different sort of piece in our big investment in science. But with this sort of land-grant heart and keeping a openness to socioeconomic class and an ear and hands towards really working on the problems around us with cutting-edge knowledge. And I think that's sort of more true today than it was in our other parts of our growth period. And so I think part of it for Spartans is remembering that we can be a top 100 world power, and at the same time have that big land-grant heart. And part of that means using these talents in our communities and near at hand. And I'm saying to students, I mean, it's you can interpret the events around you in varieties of ways. They are. They will be. But you can also control what's near at hand. And instead of always railing about something that you don't like in a huge public policy way, live your values every day. And we need Spartans to help Spartans, whether it's an alumni network to help students continue to have the kinds of experiences that your sons are going to have and be out in the world wherever they are in the world and feel like they're supported, not simply around a football game or a basketball game on TV, but for their lives, for their career, because it's going to constantly change. And we need people here who are having, you know, bad days to feel feel supported, and someone's going to stick up for them. Not just that they have to stick up for themselves, because that's what Spartans do. And it's a good time as you go into the holiday season, which is the Thanksgiving blog as well, to say, okay, you know, it's fundamental to who we are. It's just not something I've created out of whole cloth to say. It's not something that's just a response to an election. It's about the kind of community we want to be and living that community and recognizing that we're all different and we have different views. And because someone had a particular political view on the left or the right, pro-Trump, not pro-Trump, it doesn't really matter. They're Spartans. It doesn't matter. And they can have those views. They can express those views. I might not like those views. They might not be mine, but they're still Spartans. They have the space to express them, and more importantly, they have the space to learn and learn from one another. And that's really what we want to sort of think about. And I think if there's a season that you can put lots of overtones on, secular and religious, that would say to you, that's what you need to do. Yeah, that would be at this time of the year.
And just some closing holiday wishes or thoughts for Spartans?
Well, we wish everyone a joyous holiday season and one that lets them sort of find their inner peace.
President Simon, thank you as always for sharing your insights with us.
You're welcome. Take care.
That's Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon. You can keep up with all her activities at president.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.